Félicitations, Monsieur le Président. And let me begin by thanking you, Deputy High Commissioner, and your office for your continued efforts to shine a light on human rights in Ukraine, almost 3 years on from the start of Russia's full-scale invasion. And your update today is a stark reminder of the barbaric character of that invasion. In recent months, as you have recounted, we have seen hundreds of civilian deaths, including healthcare workers and emergency personnel, systematic attacks on energy infrastructure, forced deportations, and further grim evidence of systematic and systemic torture, and more executions of Ukrainian prisoners of war, routine abuse that is facilitated by Russian state entities with the full knowledge of facility supervisors, severe beatings, electric shocks, prolonged stress positions, and mock executions have become the norm. Sexual violence during internment is pervasive. Rape, castration, sexualized humiliation have all been reported. The torture of Ukrainian prisoners of war isn't just endemic. It is Russian state policy in complete violation of the Geneva Conventions. And all of this from a permanent member of the UN Security Council, which purports to be a great world power. Deputy High Commissioner, we are now 3 years into this invasion, 3 years into its horrors, and when will Russia accept its obligations to international law and end this senseless war? Thank you, and Slava Ukraini.
Thank you.